4 beaches in the Juneau Douglas area have elevated levels of toxins that can cause paralytic shellfish poisoning. Eagle Beach, Amalga Harbor, Auk Recreational Area, and Outer Point all have toxin levels that exceed the Food and Drug Administration's limit for safe consumption. Elizabeth Tobin is a postdoctoral researcher. She and her team collected the data last month. She says it's not abnormal to see high levels of PSP causing toxins this time of year.
Typically, we see elevated levels of these toxic algae in May and June, and that's why we're having a lot of PSP notifications in the region.
Tobin is a researcher for the University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences. They collaborated with the Southeast Alaska Tribal Toxins Network, which published the advisory on its website. Tobin's team tests areas around Juneau and Douglas weekly. She says the only way to know if shellfish is toxic is to conduct lab tests. There are no testing facilities in the region that check non-commercial catches.
It's very, very difficult to tell or to taste or to, you know, eat a small bit and see if you feel funny. That's kind of gambling a little bit. So while some people, you know, that's the method they use, I tend not to recommend that. It's not safe.
Sometimes people associate unsafe areas for collecting shellfish only in places with red tides caused by certain algal blooms.
But it's kind of misleading, actually, and specifically for the algae, it's called Alexandrium, that produces the saxitoxins that cause paralytic shellfish poisoning, kind of a mouthful. But that particular species of algae, it doesn't produce a red discoloration of the water.
Tobin says that's why the advisories are helpful. A link to information about shellfish monitoring in Southeast is at our website, alaskapublic.org.